Gemara in Erev Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. I just wanted to bring a raya to a question that we raised when we said, when we saw the Gemara, L'chidush Rabban Milsa, so I said, Chiddush has to do with Torah, it doesn't have to do with Tefillah. So why does Gemara use, what kind of Allah of Chiddush? But the Gemara is like this, Amar Vida Mashmur, Shasa Revius Yayin Al Yorah. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Kama mal yeha shmeitzer. How wonderful is the shmeitzer? Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmul, shasa revius yayin al yora. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman lo mal yeha shmeitzer. This shmeitzer is not too good. Why do I know? Kol kamad lo shesina revius of the chamra lo tzila daitoi. It's interesting. He says, unless he drinks the revius of yayin, his mind isn't clear. So apparently the yayin helped him clear his mind. Amalei Rava. My time on Mamarach, he shouldn't say it that way, because it says, V'roa zonos yovad hon, kol oma shmu zu noa v'zu ene noa ma'abed hona shal Torah. So Rashi says, you're not allowed to say that. So I mean, plain pshat in the Gemara is that that for him it might have been better. But calming him, yeah, but doesn't mean that you shouldn't say, Shmaitz is not good, I mean, Shmaitz is a universal term. But anyways, Taisva says, Shas revius yayin al yora, yesh svarm shakosavim al yispalo. That he says v'lo yitochen klal. Why? Dim came my kamar of Nachman lo ma'al yehoshmeitza. Do I know kol kamad lo shesina revius lo tzila daitoy? Ma'inyin tzilusa etzel tfila. You see? So you see, I mean, tzilusa means his mind is clear for thinking. So he says, what does it got to do with tfila? So I mean, that supports similar to the question we raised that chiddush over here doesn't mean chiddush, the power of chiddush. That's tzila daitoi. And that's something which is good for learning, for yorah, but it has no place in tzila. So that's why we learned in the Gemara that chiddush means that it should be kachadoshos. Different concept of chiddush. But Taisha supports it, Taisha Nara. Okay. Okay, it's wooden? Wow. Maybe I can move this thing over here. Okay, I got Baruch Hu in Erevin. There's a nice piece of Haggadah here. The Gemara says, "Hamachzik benichse hager, ma yaasev yiskaimu biyado." What should he do? And the nichse hager should be miskayim, and he should be able to retain the nichse hager. Says yikach ban sefer Torah. He should buy with some of the money. He should buy a sefer Torah. What does it mean? So Rashi explains. He says, "Hamachzik benichse hager, midi detmiyohi." It's something astounding. The Tavhi Bo Inchi, and people, like they look at it, you know, like they're toa on it, they're astonished by it, yeah. He says, Lafisha Ba'olo Bolo Yigia, because he got these Nechosim without, like a windfall. Okay? Lafichach Ein Meskaimen, therefore, they're not going to be retained by him. He's going to lose it. Imlo Al Yedei Mitzvah, unless he does a mitzvah. So, yikach bahen sefer Torah. So Rashi says b'miktsasam with some of them ubeschar elu yiskaimu acherim biyado, and a schar of this, so the other ones will be miskaim biyado. So, I mean, it's interesting, but what do you have to? So at the first sight, Rashi doesn't sound like he's saying ayin hara. Right? Rashi sounds like he's saying, just me, it's me, the Tavi Banchi. I mean, doesn't sound like he's saying, he doesn't mention Ayin Hara. But the Gemara goes on. The Gemara says, Amar Sheshis, Afilu Baal Benichse Ishto. Even a husband, if he inherits his wife's Nechasim, Boilim Mi Avid Behu Mitzvah, the Milso the Tavi Banchi Namihi, Vishalta Behu Einabisha. Second time around, Rashi brings in Einabisha. I know. First time around, doesn't bring it off. Very interesting. So, first of all, if he does a mitzvah, then he gets daka. You know? And if he gives daka, so he did a mitzvah already. So what is this, yikach ben sefer Torah? What's the concept of yikach ben sefer Torah? So what I want to say is like this, that he Rashi really reveals what the idea of Ein Abisha is. Because the question is, if it's because of an ayin hara, so what's going to get? How is going to remove the ayin hara by buying a sefer Torah? So people see, what is sefer Torah? You just had a windfall. It's like when the Gemara is discussing the problems of somebody that wins the lottery. So the people who win the lottery, you find that usually they lose their money pretty quickly. Okay, they wind up in debt many times, more than before many times. So there's a psychology of a windfall that affects the person. So what Rashi is saying is what Rashi is saying is that. What is the psychology, and what does that have to do with Eino Bisha? I mean, Eino Bisha is Ayin Hara, so Ayin Hara is that people shouldn't see. So now you're going to buy a Seftar, and people see. What is Seftar? It's even worse. So what do you accomplish? What are you doing here? Better let him give more tzedakah b'seisa. I mean, if he gives 10%, let him give 20% b'seisa. Rashi doesn't say that. So I think what Rashi means is like this. See, the Sefer Torah is a Dovra Meskayin. It's a Dovra Meskayin. What it means is that a person is affected by the psychology of people. So when people see that this happened, so there's a psychology, there's a natural psychology in man that when he gets something for nothing, it's just a windfall that he starts speculating with it because he didn't work for it. Okay? But the fact that other people have that view about you affects you. You see, that affects a person. So that's the Eino Bisha. The Eino Bisha is that he's affected by the way, like the Rav explained, the INR, that a person is affected by the way others look at him. So the main reason why he has to speculate with the money and spend it in a careless way is because that's the attitude of all those people who know that he got it that way. You see? So that's really the Eino Bisha. So he has to get himself out of that mode of thinking. So how does he get himself out of the mode of thinking? Through mitzvah. Because through a mitzvah with a Dover HaMeskayim, like a Sefer Torah. So a Sefer Torah is a Dover HaMeskayim. So now he throws his mind into a different type of behavior, namely that he's involved and he's using the money for something that's miskayim, not to speculate with it and to endanger his wealth. You see, so that sets his mind off the track, which is the track that he's going to lose the money, that he got it easy come, easy go. You see, so he removes himself from that track by going into the area of mitzvah. See, mitzvah, the area of mitzvah is very significant. Because the area of mitzvah is, if you do it in the area of, the Gemara couldn't give an eight, so go buy yourself something that's miskayim, like a piece of real estate. Because then your emotions are still in the same area. So you're going to make the same mistake. You'll speculate over there. But the area of mitzvah is the area where the person is rational. So it throws him into the area of the rational, you see. And once he's in the area of the rational, then it throws him into the area of Meskayim, Dover HaMeskayim in the rational. That's why Rashi doesn't say Givzdaka. Because Givzdaka is not going to affect him mentally. So his attitude has to get into the realm of where halacha and mitzvah, where the mind functions and works. And also in that realm, he utilizes the category of Dover HaMeskayim, so the concept of something being Meskayim becomes a part of his thinking, and then the rest of the money, which is tied to this, will also be involved in the same type of the same mode of action. You see,
it should follow.
That's what Chazal say. What?
It should all follow just because he does one action.
Is that the people that work very hard for their money? Usually it's hard for them to part with it. And many of them are very frugal. But people, that's like physicians, professionals, but businessmen, big about tzedakah. Because they get windfalls. And a windfall, the person just came easy, so he's not machbir, he doesn't have the need to attachment to it. The attachment is through work. And that's the Eitzah of Chazal. That's the Eitzah of Chazal. Yes? Yes. Eino Bisha means that you're affected by the way people look at you. That's the concept of Eino Bisha. Right? That's the Rav's, if I'm not mistaken, that's the Rav's definition. But over here, you see clearly Rashi's not speaking about Ein Abisha, Ein Hara, that people know about it. Because what's going to help them if you buy the Sefer Torah? So they know about that too. So people always think Ein Hara is that other people are looking at you. They're going to harm you because they're jealous of you and they're looking at you. So what kind of an etzah is this? So you see from Rashi, it's muchach that Ein Abisha means it's bad because you're affected by the way they look at you. So this is their attitude. They look at this money this way, and therefore they're going to affect you. So you have to remove yourself from that whole situation and involve yourself in Dvar Mitzvah, which is a realm of rationality. And in that realm, in a Dvar HaMaskayim, which sets the person into the right track. Yes. When Rash says B'schar Elu, means the Schar Mitzvah over here is directly obtained. That's the Schar, that's the reward he receives from it. That the Dvar Mitzvah sets him straight. Yes. So there's three way machlekes, four way. Rav Papa Amar Afilu Matzah Metziah. Afilu Kasabu. Okay, that's it. What? Yeah, Afilu Baba Nechse Ishto. Afilu Avad Iskav Ravach, businessman. And what? Rav Papa Amar Afilu Matzah Metziah.
After the Avad Iskav?
Yeah. In other words, he wants to answer why is machlekes by Baal B'Nechse Yishto. Afilu Baal B'Nechse Yishto. But I think the reason is very simple. Because Baal B'Nechse, over here, you're right, by Machzik B'Nechse Ger, it means that there was no reason why he should get it more than anybody else. So he just happened on it. He's a lucky find. But Baal B'Nechse Yishto, I mean, Ishto Kagufo. It's like, it's a natural transition. He's not extraneous to the situation. So, therefore, it's true. It's a windfall, but it's not like it went to him. He happened to be the lucky guy. I mean, he's married to her, and it's like a part of him. So, it's not looked upon as such a davar tmiah. But the other cases you have, Rav Amafilu Avad Iskav Ravach. Even if Avad Iskav was, he worked.
It wasn't right proportion.
Right. Yeah, so there was work. There was an input. In the other two cases, there was no input. Over here, there was work. And the only thing is that it wasn't proportional to the amount of work you put in. So that's even less. That's correct. But the last one, Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Rav Papa Amar Afilu Matzah Metziah. That sounds like Nechseh Ger. See, there's one thing I wanted to mention, though. Just as I was learning this, it became clear to me what Shmuel Nugget says about Agada. He says, Divrei Agada, he says that if you understand it, he says you learn it. He says, and if you don't understand it, he says, Ein Somchen Alayhem. That's his Lashon, Ein Somchen Alayhem. So I was wondering, what do you mean, Ein Somchen Alayhem? What is Somchen? I think, what?
Don't buy a Torah.
Don't what?
Don't buy a Torah.
Don't buy it. What he means is somchan. He means divrei agada. And divrei agada doesn't only have explanations, but divrei agada has advice. You see? That's what he means. He means that where it comes to anything that Chazal said, so that's me, P. Moshe Rabbeinu, P. Agvura, Sein Lo, Sein Lo, Sein Lo, Sein. But and when it comes to my Mare Chazal, so if you understand it, you do it. And if you don't understand that Ein Somchen Alayhem means you don't rely on them and you don't do these things because there's no benefit, you see? So that's why, like, if someone comes and says, well, the Gemara says to do this and that, you know what I mean? So like a Segula type of thing. So see, that's exactly what he's saying, that if it makes sense and you understand it, so then you do it. Otherwise, Ein Somchen Alayhem, we don't rely on these things to do them. You don't just do these things. That's why, for instance, the main things in the Gemara, with the Gemara Brachas, with the black cat, you know, do all these different things. So if you understand them, if you don't understand them, so then we don't do these things. And you see the Mesorah is true in Klal Yisrael. No one does these things that are not halacha unless they have knowledge of it. But that's basically what he's saying. So that's why I say, because somebody showed me this Gemara, I said, well, this is like a segula in order to avoid some kind of catastrophe. But the thing is, that's exactly what Shmuel Nugget is saying. That if you understand it, then it's very good, then it's lean. But if you don't, ain't something, you don't rely on these things, you don't do these things. You don't rely on them, because they're not going to benefit you in any way.
I think the Marsha talked about
some. I would say that Eina Bisha doesn't have to be one kind of thing. Because Eina Bisha means anything that comes about that's bad because others observing it. That's the category. That's Eina Bisha. But Eina Bisha doesn't have to be only one form. There are many things that happen. I mean, one of the things is that that you set yourself up in the eyes of others, and people lie in wait for to get you. So that's also Eina Bisha. But that's what I say. Eina Bisha is all those areas where harm results from the fact that you are being observed by others. It could be different forms of harm. It doesn't have to be one form. But it all has one thing in common, that it's the observation of others which cause your problems. That's the Eina Bisha. That's the Eina Ra. Yes. If you want to go a little deeper psychologically, I would say that it could be that he senses the jealousy of others and that they want him to lose the money. And there's a tendency in man to submit to what an authority figure wants. You see? So he has to fight that emotion. He has to fight that emotion. I mean, why is Metzia different that you have to wait till the last one to say, I feel? I mean, that should have been the primary case. I mean, why was that omitted? Why is that the last case? That I don't understand. Yes? Okay, so on the Gemara in Ervin, so the Gemara brings a raya for Yidi Yisrael Neder Lamar. So what's the raya from there? Because that's, what does it have to do with Sefer Torah, right? So that shows you, Gemara just brings a raya Rashi says for Dvar Mitzvah, to show you that Dvar Mitzvah is the way that a person should get his mind into reality. So that's why, so in other words, they were standing, facing a battle. So battle, the person thinks in terms of conquest. So that's an emotional thing, you know, the conquest and success. And it's like a windfall. So that's why they wanted to remove themselves from that state of mind, so they were magdish the cherem. Okay, so and then vayishmad Hashem l'kol Yisrael. So you see that works, that when a person puts himself in the right mindset, so then he has the ashgacha, because he goes on the proper track. So the Gemara is just bringing a raya for that aspect, because there's two things there. One is mitzvah, and the other one is davar miskayim, and Sefer Torah is that whole kiyum olam is Sefer Torah, so that's davar miskayim. So that's why that fits into our pshat, because the Gemara is not bringing a raya for Sefer Torah, because the Gemara is bringing a raya for mitzvah, and then Sefer Torah is because of the emotion that he wants to squander the money because he because of the way the people view him. And the Eina Bisha, okay? But, Oh, the other thing was why Rashi didn't mention Eina Bisha in the beginning. I never got back to that question. The answer is because in the beginning he's describing the phenomenon. In other words, what causes the guy to go off? So he doesn't, that's not, if you would have said Eina Bisha in the beginning, you'd think it has to do with the general idea of Ayin Hara, that you don't want to make yourself an object of other people's observation. Because then there may there are a lot of things that can happen from Ayin Hara, and it's not one thing. It means anything that results from the fact that you are an object of observation. So that's why Rashi doesn't start off with Ayin Bisha, because he has to tell you what in specific the situation is, what the danger is in specific. But then in the end he calls it Ayin Bisha because it comes under the general term of Ayin Bisha, which is that harm that happens to a person because of the fact that they're in that situation, the public situation, a public situation where they're noticed by the public.